anymore.
Don't watch
it. Hey, Bonnie.
It. Don't you want to stay informed about
Yes.
But you don't learn anything from mainstream.
He never knew we were gone.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana. WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada. And other stations throughout America.
Yes?
You're coming in over the queue
this
again.
This is Liberty Works Radio.
Yeah.
Like if you'd like an audio copy of any of our programs, call 410-857-5600. Thank you for...
Yeah, don't know quite how to fix that yet.
Oh, okay.
How's this?
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Jay Randall. Amid general relief
now.
Wednesday,
it's
after the Israeli army pulled out
How's
of the autonomous
now?
Palestinian territory
over.
It had occupied, Israel faced a warning from Washington, D.C. not to overreact again to Palestinian attacks. The army withdrew late Tuesday from the land it had taken the night before, following rare criticism from its ally, the United States, as violence continued to flare in the West Bank and Gaza Strip.
Get that echo
Palestinian
when
security
talking,
officials
can,
reported that
half
a dozen transports and special lorries transporting tanks were seen withdrawing from the area late Tuesday night, and later confirmed that the pullout was complete.
Yeah, no, I have
the abrupt
to see what to
Israeli
do about that.
Withdrawal from the Gaza Strip's Beit
Something
Hanun
changed
sector
recently.
Followed a harsh denouncement of the overnight reoccupation by Secretary of
it's
State
It's funny, it worked before and I haven't changed the board at all.
An excessive and disappropriate response and told Israel to respect previous agreements and withdraw its troops.
It's still coming.
A senior aide to PAL added that
How's
Israeli
that?
Needed to, quote, get out now.
Nope.
More news after this.
As a parent, children are the most important part of your life. That's why you want to see your children grow up healthy and happy.
Check, check.
Kinderlove by Flora is an all-natural liquid multivitamin for kids.
How's
that? Include benefits such as easy to swallow.
Nope.
Contains calcium.
Changes the sound for
vitamins
me a bit, but I have the echo now in my own ear.
Kind of like the alphabet.
That should be.
Chemical and preservative-free, scientifically formulated for maximum absorption, and all-natural nutrients derived from natural sources such as fruits and vegetables. With its fruity, refreshing taste, Kinderlove supplies essential nutrients.
Oops. No.
Rapid and healthy growth. Which means you'll find it easier to give, and your children will find it easier to take. Ask for Kinderlove multivitamins at your favorite health food store or call the Holistic Health Centers at 508-533-4622.
The Times reports that Communist China set up a martyr's website yesterday in honor of Wang Wei, the fighter pilot who died after colliding with a U.S. spy plane flying in international airspace earlier this month as demands for retribution against Beijing swirled around the United States Congress. Washington and Beijing have adopted increasingly tough positions in the wake of the 11-day spy plane standoff, and top-level officials are due to meet in Beijing today to discuss reconnaissance flights off China's coast and the fate of the crippled U.S. spy plane in the first of a series of potential diplomatic confrontations.
All right, Bonnie, let's see what I can do about this.
Those flights could resume as early as Thursday, the Washington Post reported, but officials yesterday denied a report that a U.S. aircraft carrier might be moved into position in the South China Sea, from which it could launch fighter jets to protect U.S. surveillance flights. The tense Beijing meeting comes a week after Communist China finally released the crew of a U.S. Navy surveillance aircraft, which was forced to make an emergency landing on Hainan Island after being struck by a careless fighter on April 1st. Senators from both U.S. political parties have demanded China be punished for its actions.
I was on with Maureen.
Relations
cannot
continue
same.
On the current basis.
Okay.
There's going to be retribution, Democratic Senator Robert Torricelli said. China has questioned our credibility as a power that cannot stand. However,
I usually don't hear that anything at all.
Unlikely to see limits on trade, which would be temporary pending China's admission to the World Trade Organization, but that most other things are on the table and under review.
Hmm.
More news after this.
If you think only
you know what I'm broadcasting
harps,
now,
again,
plus I hear my own
HAARP. Acronym for a mysterious military project which could be the prototype for the next generation of terror weapons. HAARP, the ultimate weapon of the conspiracy, is the true story of the military program, one that pretends to be a harmless civilian research project but is far from harmless. Investigative journalist Jerry E. Smith has uncovered evidence that HAARP research may lead to weapons that can stop incoming missiles, destroy satellites, jam worldwide radio communications, use weather as a weapon of war, and even affect the minds and emotions of soldiers on the battlefield or civilians in cities. Learn the shocking truth. Read HARP, Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy by Jerry E. Smith, available now in fine bookstores.
I'll have to rewire the board here.
Don't wait.
But we haven't changed
it. Radio operators around
me.
The world picked up what many believe were full power tests of HARP, and riots, earthquakes, and bizarre weather occurred within days. Find out for yourself what HARP is all about before it's too late. Pick up a copy of HARP, Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy today.
Sunday's one-acre oil spill in Alaska is sure to fuel the debate about opening a small part of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil exploration, but press reports suggest that Sunday's spill along the Alaskan pipeline is not as bad as some may say. Wire services report that the Sunday spill contained little oil. The spill was mostly wastewater removed from the crude oil, and it apparently was caused by corrosion in the pipeline. Press reports say by midday Monday, most of the spill had been cleaned up from the 1 acre of tundra that was affected. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah!
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button!
Alive! It's alive!
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah!
Let's do it.
Crazy, but that's how it goes.
Oh, we're the crazy guys back on Travel World. It's Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and Yoav Sarabo in studio.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's about our new show coming up. Next week we're going to Brattleboro, Vermont, and that brings us to a quickie contest just before we get on with the main show. We have a couple of spaces left on our trip to Vermont, and we would like to first caller available who calls 1-888-999-1787 will get to join us in Brattleboro, Vermont. Basically get yourself to Brattleboro and join us on our particular tour.
Yes, we'll be there as of this coming Thursday, the 26th April, staying at the historic Art Deco Latches Hotel right in downtown Brattleboro on Main Street, and enjoying some of the fine cuisine that you only get when you get to Vermont. It's quintessential New England dining, hearty portions, great food. We've never had a bad meal in Vermont.
Maple syrup.
Latches Grill right in the Latches Hotel, the Riverview Cafe overlooking the banks of the Connecticut River, and we're going to be taking walking tours of Brattleboro, Bellows Falls, Wilmington, down to Putney, and visiting Grafton Village, the Grafton Cheese Factory, and looking forward to it.
Definitely going to be a terrific show. Every year towards the end of April and the beginning of May, we actually take our trip down to Vermont. And this year we're visiting the southeastern corner of Vermont and also the West River Railroad and stuff. A lot of historical areas.
It truly is a historical part of the state. And we've traveled through it, haven't really experienced all it has to offer on past trips, but we were struck by the beauty of it. And you can check that out at www.brattleboro.com for all of the information that the Brattleboro Chamber of Commerce has promoting the southeast corner of the Green Mountain State.
One of the things, just to bear in mind, the question for the contest, it has to do with Vermont. Vermont is part of the New England group of states, and of course Vermont is south of which Canadian province? If you can tell us that at 1-888-999-1787, Bonnie will take your call throughout the show. Call in, and if you're in...
I know the answer. Can I call?
You know, no. the capital of Canada is not C, Yoav. Anyway.
Yoav's answer is wrong. He's disqualified.
Yeah. Well, I never said it was that. I still want to call. I could win. I'd be the big winner.
Yes, you would be.
25 cents. You could use that telephone there.
25 cents.
Yeah, please leave your quarter.
Moving. You will get your quarter back, yes.
So that's it. Our trip next week in Vermont will be broadcasting live from Brattleboro.
The Chamber of Commerce offices. So if you're in southeast Vermont, want to drop by next Saturday, 11 a.m., Brattleboro Chamber of Commerce offices downtown. Drop by and say hello. We'd like to see you.
Definitely. Now, we have a special treat for you. We love to have authors on our show, and we have one who wrote the book, How to Go Almost Anywhere for Almost Nothing.
Maureen Hennessy joins us now. Good morning, Maureen.
Thanks.
What got you to write a book, How to Travel for Almost Nothing? Personal experience, a quest for savings? What was the impetus to get this book?
All of the above.
I knew when I decided I was getting ready to retire, I wanted to travel and I wanted to see the whole world. But I knew I wouldn't have a whole lot of money. So I started researching about, maybe 5 years before the fact. And then when I actually started traveling and gathering more and more material, I decided it was just too good not to share. So I wrote my book.
Travel can be expensive. Yeah, sometimes people will say, I can't afford it, but your book, How to Go Almost Anywhere for Almost Nothing, brings the affordability into the reach of almost anyone.
Absolutely. In fact, I had some input into the pricing of the book, and even that is arranged so that it won't take too big of a bite out of your pocketbook for $9.95,
the savings that you get out of the book, you'll make that back like in the first 30 seconds of your
exactly.
trip. Now, you start off with telling people about some of the basic ways to save on airfares.
Yes, and the best secret there is courier travel.
Oh.
And now, you're in Montreal, right?
We're based in Montreal.
Courier travel?
I go everywhere.
Oh.
And Montreal now is one of the hubs from which one can take courier flights. Courier flights are when some company or other wants to get some material to some place in the world, and they want to do it quickly, and that means a passenger aircraft. And it's a major aircraft like United or American or Continental or one of those. And so international law requires that a body be on the craft with anything you want to send in cargo.
I see.
So they get your cargo space plus your overspace in return for buying the passenger ticket. You pay them part of the price of the ticket. So everybody gets a good deal out of it. You get a good deal because you get a ticket for anywhere from half to half of the lowest price you'll ever see advertised. Or you might even get it for free if you can do it in the last minute.
My favorite price.
But you have to be flexible.
Well, flexibility is the key when you want to save money, not just on courier fares, but on, you talk about charter companies, you talk about auto driveway plans, anything right. that saves you money, be prepared to be flexible.
Yes, flexibility is it. In fact, one of the things I do when I book a flight anywhere is I make sure I have an extra day both going and coming back, so that I can volunteer to be bumped. If you volunteer to be bumped,
yes.
you can get a round-trip airfare of comparable distance to where you're going.
Ah.
So if you're going across the continental U.S., for example, and you are bumped off the flight at some point, you can expect a round-trip.
And you don't necessarily end up getting there much later. You come home with a prize in your pocket.
Exactly. And as far as being later, they usually put you on the next flight, which may be just a couple hours later. A
couple hours later may give you a voucher for a meal or a hotel room. So if you have the time to spare, you get your next vacation paid for, practically.
Hey, nice.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to do that.
If you play all the different angles, you can... I've made a game out of this, and it's fun for me. So it's something that I like doing, far beyond the savings. It's a game.
And it makes.
And one of the things I've found, if you're going to enjoy travel, which, after all, the idea, it's not just to save money, but to get the best value for your dollar, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly. You don't want to spend too much or spend more than what you necessarily have to, because then it begins to play in the whole idea of consumer dissonance, and you start saying, well, did I really enjoy it? Should I have spent that money? And it takes away from the pleasures of viewing those different parts of the country or different parts of the world.
Yeah, we have a caller, Diane, and she'd like to have her vacation paid for.
Oh,
she can answer the question.
Evelyn, how about this? Can you hold
Maureen.
For one second? Maureen.
Sure.
Evelyn Zitrano. You're thinking of Evelyn Hannon at journeywoman.com?
No, I have Evelyn on the other line. I'm sorry. I'm going to put Evelyn on hold. Sorry.
Okay.
And
too many women.
Yes, too many women in my life.
Never thought I'd hear you say that, Will.
Too many women in my life. There's never enough women in my life. Yeah. Anyway, so Maureen, please hang on. Beauty. Let's put Diane through. Diane, welcome to Travel World.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. So you have the answer to our question. Which state or which province in Canada is right above Vermont?
Which province from Canada is right above Vermont?
Yes.
Quebec.
You got it. Hey.
Congratulations.
Diane, where are you?
You're the big winner.
Oh my God. Where are you listening to us from today?
From home.
From home? From where? Where's that? Where's home for you?
Montreal.
You're from Montreal. Hey, these are some of the listeners that followed us from CIQC. So you're listening to us on the internet, so I hope you like the show. Definitely. Well, give Bonnie your particulars, please, and then we'll be right in touch with you following the show, and we'll arrange. Thanks for joining our contest on Travel World today, Diane.
Thank you so much.
Stay online. Bonnie will take your particulars. Your phone number one now. We'll be contacting you right after the show. Sounds great.
You're looking forward to meeting her.
Yeah.
And we'll be continuing after the break with Maureen Hennessy, How to Go Almost Anywhere for Almost Nothing on the Travel World Radio Show.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator hands-free kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator hands-free kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal.
What are we doing with Maureen?
If you're looking for a powerful...
Keep her on. We're just going to finish up with Maureen, and then we'll...
That's right. We don't get Jerry till 11:30.
That's right. Absolutely. We wanted to... Do you have Diane's phone number and all that?
Yes.
Excellent-y. Actually, why don't you
give it to you now?
Yeah, why don't we do that now?
Integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results.
Okay, it's 514...
Call toll-free. 1-888-813-7975.
No, 367.
367.
Get ready, 1049.
Okay.
Back guarantee.
And her last name is Soucy, S-O-U-C-Y.
Excellent. Fantastic. So I'll give her a call right after the show. And
yeah, and that's what I told her.
Fantastico.
Okay.
How about that? That's one of our Montreal listeners listening to us.
Cool.
There is that's no exciting.
Such thing as willpower, according to the Federal Center for Disease Control.
Like I say, never enough women in my life.
Weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures.
I'm going to visit you with some chocolate
and liposuction. It's all unnecessary.
Darn
that
right.
Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal
Stephen found a little product called Chocolate Bath. You can bathe in it now
with no hunger pangs at all.
That
Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Bath Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even
I love you. You do that.
Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk
free,
special radio offer, no call 1-800-851-5313 to achieve your weight loss.
I gotta
goals,
pick my next
delay.
Lead
call
back.
1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
The things you're gonna hear about on today's show, I'm the only one saying them, but I'm also the only one fixing it. Modern medicine wants
this
to
next song is for you, Bonnie.
Your disease for the rest of your cool. life. That's profitable for them. You think they're going to come 15. Up with something tomorrow, and then you won't have to get the prescription refilled every month?
Dr. Skip Snow brings you Healthy Alternatives, 3 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, on Liberty Works Radio.
This is not rocket science. It's easy when you know what the problem is.
The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
It's spring again, eh? Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Beck and Stephen Pickford and Yoav Sarabo. Yes. Happens to us all this time of year.
We all
get the devil inside us and spring fever. And of course, anybody who's ever met Bonnie will understand just why we are so madly in love with Bonnie.
Aww.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I never met her and I'm madly in love with her.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, isn't she sweet?
She is the sweetest lady
on the phone. Absolutely. And she's all ours.
Yes, and you
every Saturday.
Oh, yeah. That one hour. Every Saturday morning.
And what a glorious moment it is. Absolutely. It's a treat. It's an absolute treat. And actually, when we met her last year, we went to Westminster, Maryland. It was actually very nice. Next time we go to Westminster, Maryland, we'll have to take Bonnie out to dinner. So that was a hint.
You guys didn't do that before?
No, because Bonnie was busy at the time. Yeah, we had a limited itinerary, and we saw the sights and the landscape. Just relax till journey's end. Take it easy while you're traveling. Take it easy to train. Now, aside from quoting Via Rail commercials.
Oh, yes, you already did sing the commercial. They're going to hire you. Maybe you can move to Dallas and sing some jingles. Maureen Hennessy is with us. How to go almost anywhere for almost nothing. And you also talk, Maureen, about how to save money when you get to particular cities, many of which have that reputation for being expensive, such as New York and other worldwide destinations. How does one save money when they're in some of the world's expensive spots?
Well, first you start with the most expensive part of the travel, and that's your accommodations. And I find youth hostels are a wonderful alternative, especially if you're traveling alone. Because if you're traveling as a couple, sometimes you can find budget hotels that work or bed and breakfast. Not in New York City. New York City, as you know, is an extremely expensive place. One of my favorite places to stay, though, is a place called the Big Apple Hostel.
Uh-huh.
It's right in Times Square on 45th between 6th and Broadway.
Okay.
So you're right there for that crystal ball to drop on New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
I did that one year.
Well, that's neat.
And it's $28 a night.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, my God. Listen, Maureen, I have a question for you. Sometimes I've heard people on their trips, and they have particular little tricks or little signs and things to look out for when picking a place, you know, if it has a feature. And actually, someone I know once told me that if you want to pick a good place, which is reasonably inexpensive, check to see that they have a fax machine. What would you have to say about that?
Yeah, that's actually true. Places will have fax machines. Like, for instance, I'm headed for Ecuador Sunday. and a lot of these places have fax numbers, even though they don't have email or web pages. So email is also a good way to do it. And websites, one of my favorites is www.hostels.com.
Oh, great.
And you can find hostels all over the world on that one, including the U.S.
And
one of the things that you should do when you call a hotel is don't go for the 800 number.
How come?
Call the hotel direct.
Okay, but how
and
come?
And then whatever price, you ask them for their lowest price for a single or a double, whatever you need. And then when they quote you a price, say, oh my goodness, don't you have anything less expensive? And so on.
Never take the first rate. I remember booking somebody into a hotel near Brussels Airport. They quoted some astronomical rate. And as soon as I said, well, the Novotel down the street was half the price, miracles of miracles, they undercut the property down the street. Never take the first price they want to offer you.
That's for sure.
Absolutely. Hotel prices are called rack rate.
Ah, the rack rate.
No one pays the rack rate unless they're really ill-informed.
Oh, my goodness.
Maureen, I got a question.
What you get when you call the 800 number is the rack rate.
Oh, God. Okay, great. So if you call the regular phone number, you don't get any of that rack rate. You just get straight the manager straight.
No, they'll still try. They'll still try the rack rate on you.
Okay.
That's when you start bargaining. Okay. And bargaining is something that people in our continent don't do enough of.
I agree.
Everywhere else in the world, they do it.
Now, Maureen,
you can do it here too.
What about things like if they offer you upgraded amenities or? Whether they have a kosher kitchen or something like that.
Oh, kosher, yes.
Oh, well, that's nice. But it shouldn't affect what you pay for it.
Sometimes you end up paying for services that you don't need. I think, like in every real estate transaction, it's the location that really matters. If it's convenient to public transportation or easy to restaurants, if you're walking distance to restaurants, that's good, too. Dining can be... an expensive proposition. What are some tips on getting some good deals on eating when you're traveling?
Please don't say McDonald's. Hello?
Dining tips. Maureen?
Go ahead, you're on.
Oh, okay, I think we lost Maureen.
We might have lost Maureen. Okay, well, what? Dining tips. Well, anything from you, Steve? Or maybe check her book, see what she says in her book about dining
tips.
Well,
she talks about some of the street foods that you can get. You don't necessarily have to stick with all the chains you're going to eat here, the same burger, the same hot dog.
That's true, eh? How does it vary? You know, one piece of meat, two piece of meat, one piece of cheese, two piece of cheese. Nobody can touch me while I'm wearing my cheese helmet.
The teriyaki chicken burger at McDonald's in Hong Kong.
I tried McDonald's in Hong Kong, and they have a different menu from what you'd expect.
Oh?
They have the hamburgers and so forth, but they also have Chinese food.
Wow.
Ooh, McDonald's Chinese food.
Speaking of McDonald's, I have to tell you this. When I was in Paris,
yeah,
I was running out of money, and everywhere you go in Paris, you can't use your credit card unless you charge at least 100 francs.
Whoa.
Wow.
Or French francs. So I ended up not using my credit card a whole lot. And I was running out of cash, and I went to McDonald's and found I could use my credit card even if I wanted a cup of coffee.
Oh, nice. God bless McDonald's.
Yeah. And one other thing you can count on them for is clean restrooms.
Oh, well, that's always important, is finding the restroom.
The clean rooms.
Clean restrooms are very important. Like, in Utrecht, you visit the Star Mart.
Whoa. I so agree, because like I myself have to have a clean bathroom. I can't go anywhere without a clean bathroom. Miles to have a clean bathroom.
Nothing, try again.
Oh, we have another phone line on the other line. I don't know how that got in there. Sorry. Anyway, to sum up here, because we're coming up on our break soon.
Where can someone get your book, Maureen? How to Go Almost Anywhere for Almost Nothing, $9.95. It pays for itself in the first 10 seconds that you read it, with all the tips that it's so full of. Where can someone get a hold of this copy?
You can get it at all the .coms. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Books A Million. The publisher is iUniverse, and you can get it there.
Right,
so local Barnes & Noble probably has it in stock. Or call your bookstore that you like to go to and ask them to get it for you.
And the title again is How to Go Almost Anywhere for Almost Nothing from Maureen Hennessy, iUniverse.com, the publishers. And lots of tips in here of talking about saving on airfare, saving some ideas on how to save money to hotels, restaurants. Sometimes you go to cities, find out from their local tourist boards, convention bureaus about attractions that are free. They have a whole list. For example, we were in Los Angeles. Los Angeles Convention Bureau had a list of 50 or 75 things that were free in Los Angeles County and area museums and attractions.
Free is my favorite price.
Say that again.
Free is my favorite price.
One of my favorite hospitals is in Los Angeles. It's right on... Venice Beach.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, Venice.
I'm moving.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. You can take a shuttle from the airport for $11 and stay there for $16 a night, and it includes a welcome drink.
Ooh.
Well, what's the drink?
A drink.
Whatever you want.
Alcohol.
Oh, excellent.
They
great.
They actually have a bar on the premises.
Ooh.
It was not a glass of Kool-Aid, if that's what you were thinking.
That's what I was thinking, Kool-Aid, or here's,
and remember,
here's a soda.
They have soda, too. And the other thing, hostels, I wanted to tell people, hostels aren't what they expect. You can stay in a teepee or a covered wagon at the one in Vashon Island off Seattle, Washington.
Well, so
or you can stay in a mansion, a converted mansion in Sacramento.
Some great ideas there, Maureen. I have to let you get going because How to Go Almost Anywhere for Almost Nothing is our book recommendation of the week. Maureen Hennessy joining us this morning on Travel World as we continue on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Taking a look next at the Sunshine State, Florida. Jerry Wagshall back from the Florida Keys. Cynthia Fodor at Sanibel Island. And more as we continue this morning on the Liberty Works Radio Network, the voice of truth in broadcasting at www.libertyworksradio.com.
Stay tuned for the news.
Across America via satellite.
Comes in the Banshee. The hell is a Banshee? Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Jay Randall. Spearheading a trend that could forever change law enforcement, engineers are developing tools that use novel forms of radar to see through walls and doors and detect the presence of living beings. The tools are designed to decrease risks incurred by police who must enter premises to flush out suspects. The devices have netted the interest of law enforcement and the ire of some civil rights advocates, and one of them, which uses a new controversial type of radar wave known as ultra-wideband, must face the scrutiny of Federal Communications Commission's regulators. We hope to have our device commercialized in about a year, said Gene Greniker, a research scientist at the Georgia Institute of Technology who was developing a device dubbed the Radar Flashlight. The device, which can detect respiration and tiny movements, was originally designed by the military for paramedics to remotely check vital signs of soldiers wounded in heated conflict zones. Greniker said the current version, which is under modification, has a pistol-gripped handle and automatically tells the user how close it must be to the wall to get a reading. It then shoots out electromagnetic energy, finds the return signal, reads it, and displays the results on the panel. The person on the other side breathes. The display reflects the movements. Once commercialized, Greniker said the devices should sell for $1,000 to $1,500. The American Civil Liberties Union has a second opinion. This is yet another example of the way in which technology gives law enforcement superhuman powers, said Barry Steinhardt, associate director of the ACLU. It requires us to re-examine under what standards law enforcement can search us. We think uses of this kind should be based on a warrant and probable cause and that someone committed a crime. He said such devices are just one in a host of technologies being used by law enforcement, from thermal imaging to video cameras and low-dose x-rays. It all amounts to a high-tech strip search, he said. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now, 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please call Christian Children's Fund now, 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Hi, I'm Keith Washington, number 93 of the Baltimore Ravens. I take pride in my performance on the playing field. When I'm off the field, I take pride in my personal appearance. That's why, to look my best, I always go to Sherry's Full Service Salon. Sherry's is a culturally diverse salon that offers me the latest styles at an affordable price. At Sherry's Full Service Salon, I can always count on friendly and prompt service in a relaxing atmosphere. Sherry's is open Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 9:30 to 3 p.m. Thursdays and Fridays, 9:30
to 7 p.m. And I have Jerry and Michael ready.
3 p.m. Sherry's is located at 71 West Main Street in Westminster, Maryland. Call your home at 410-840-776. That's Sherry's Full Service Salon, Westminster, Maryland.
Super Bowl champ Keith Washington knows how to get results. The Bob Sherry's Hair Salon, 410-840.
Lonnie, we got a bad line.
That Sherry's in Westminster, 410-840.
Redial or what?
776.
No, we got to go on. Travel World. We got Jerry Wagshaw, one of our friends online. Welcome. It's Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and Yoav Sarabo in Montreal.
Good morning.
Once again on Travel World. So
Jerry Wagshaw is back from Florida Keys, and he's talking to his friend Michael, who was an avid diver and inveterate explorer of those areas so dear to his heart. The sun and sand of the southern states and bordering the Caribbean. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Willow. And good morning, Michael. How are you guys doing over Montreal?
We're having a...
Hey there.
Hey. I want to introduce Michael Bolo, travel and leisure reader, calling in from Toronto. I want to talk to you guys today about, and we'll be talking to you about, Florida Keys. Just a few hours' drive from Fort Lauderdale, it's a unique part of the world with a diverse geography ranging from America's only living coral reefs to mangrove swamp of the backcountry. And it's only in the Florida Keys where you have the rare opportunity of catching a glimpse of some of the world's most magnificent creatures, including the...
That's it.
Should we redialing us? Oh, no, she's redialing us. He's just talking.
Yeah, he's just talking. He's introing it, so he'll be talking for
he's rambling.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
According to Bonnie, he's rambling.
Excellent.
Okay.
So she's going to dial us.
And hopefully he doesn't say, how's that, Stephen? Oh, Jerry just let him sit there and ramble for 10 minutes.
Well, he can do it.
He can do it.
If anybody can do it, Jerry can.
And then, of course, when he has kids, we call Jerry's kids.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, yes. Jerry's kids.
Oh, God.
Yes.
That bug eye.
And his daughter will be called Jerry Mandry.
Jerry
Mandry.
She's not calling him. We're off the air.
We're off the air. Jerry's still talking.
It's okay. He'll talk for another hour.
Yeah, Jake, if you just tell Bonnie to just, you know.
Tell him to stay on the line. He can interview Cynthia, too. He'll be glad to.
Special guest host.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Okay, try to reel down now then. Ah, here we go. Your call is coming in. Okay, and it'll pick up.
There we go.
Good, we'll be on in a few seconds. Yeah, we know Jerry. He probably hasn't noticed that we've been off. Hi. Hi. He hasn't noticed we've been off.
Bananas and 225 types of orchids. And I was just talking to Ronnie yesterday, and she said the frangipanis are now in bloom, that the fruit is ready for picking and will be shared with the guests.
Oh, yes.
And there's an art gallery on the premises with a stunning and eclectic collection of European and American art. In fact, Ronnie and Joe are on their way to Italy to buy some new pieces. Michael, what do you think about staying over there?
Well, it was remarkable. It was a very relaxing place. I mean, the usual accoutrements, the swimming pool, which I enjoyed quite a lot, and you know, the swimming right off the pier, where we also got picked up one morning for this this eco tour that we took to get out into sort of the more brackish waters of the Keys. North of where we were staying, we had it was a small Zodiac. There were four or five people with us, and we took off and sort of meandered about. The tour guide, Dwayne, on the boat, put his net in a couple of times, pulled out a lot of sea life from the, well, it's not exactly sea life because it's the Florida Keys, that area particularly around there, it's a mix of salt and fresh water, and it hosts a lot of animal life and plant life that only lives in that kind of environment. But that's where we saw the manatees, and they were really quite amazing, I must say. We also saw a lot of birds. Now, this is a bird watcher's paradise. I'm not a bird watcher, but Dwayne was spotting a whole bunch of different varieties of birds that some of she told us were quite rare. Tons of pelicans.
And roseate spoonbills.
Sorry, Gary?
And roseate spoonbills, a lot of those.
Roseate spoonbills, yeah, which are not exactly a common sight, we were told, but we saw a lot of them. So, you know, we left with the impression that they were all over the place.
Remember, these manatees are really incredible, the way they roll over. They're actually very playful, and they roll over on their bellies, and they come near the boats, even though the boats are, of course, the things that are, killing
them.
And damaging them. Of course, this boat tour, this Enviro tour, which Joe and Ronnie Harris can set you up with over at Kona Kai, this is a tour where, of course, the boat is very unintrusive in terms of the water, so it's not like your regular motorboat. Of course, it's a Zodiac. One of the places that Joe and Ronnie Harris also told us to eat at is a place called Calypso, run by a guy from Largo named Todd Lawless, and that's a restaurant specializing in some eclectic, known as Floridian fare, which is basically based on the local seafood from the area, mixed with a Mexican influence and a Caribbean influence. Very excellent. They're well known for a soup that's local to there, and their specialty called she crab soup. After we were in the Key Largo, we decided to travel southward to a place just off of Little Torch Key. Basically, we went to a place called the Little Palm Island Resort and Spa, an ultra-luxury resort on a private island in the Keys. It's a 5-acre island located 3 miles offshore in the Atlantic, again, 28 miles east of Key West, and over 250 Jamaican-tall coconut palms grace the shoreline.
Absolutely beautiful. I must say it's one of the most luxurious places I've ever stayed at in the Keys, Jerry.
Absolutely. I mean, if you can imagine, as you were saying earlier today, Michael, Gilligan's Island meeting Fantasy Island, the huts are privately spread out over the island and filled with rattan furniture, an outdoor shower, every type of amenity you could want. And I think one of the things that really attracts people to going to the Little Palm Island Resort and Spa is that you could be anywhere. You could be in Indonesia there. You could think you were in South America. But you could do all that without ever having to leave the United States of America. No clearing customs, no long international flights. So it makes it a great spot for those very short jaunts. And in fact, the resort offers a lot of packages for couples starting, from 3 days to 7 days in a variety of price ranges with all sorts of things included, such as champagne, fruit. And remember, the unlimited diving. I want to just mention a couple of things. To get in touch with Joe and Ronnie Harris over at Kona Kai, this is an easy way to remember it. Call 1-800-365-STAY, or you can go www.konakairesort.com. Now, the way that we got to the Keys was through this new airline known as JetBlue. A JetBlue airline is less than a year old, but it is well to making a very strong impression on travelers throughout North America and the world. From JFK, there are 6 flights a day to Fort Lauderdale, and
good old JetBlue.
I think 17 to different spots in Florida. Charter airlines should really look at this airline to emulate it.
Yeah, we had a first-rate stay at both these places, both Kona Kai and Little Palm Island, and I must say, for a charter airline or any airline, JetBlue really didn't disappoint at all. The jets were on time. The seats were comfortable. There was satellite television to and from JFK. It was just something that was unexpected for a charter airline. And Jerry, you're right. The people should take some of the other airline companies should take a tip from JetBlue.
Well, everyone who has flown on JetBlue has had good good experiences, and I know that we can recommend them.
Oh, yes. Me for one. I had a great experience.
Sounds like you had a great time down there. Florida Keys, Jerry Wagschall, and friend Michael. Stay listening to Travel World. More on Florida with Cynthia Fodor in Sanibel Island as we continue this morning across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network. As always, a pleasure, Jerry. Glad you had a good time down in Florida.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Stephen Willem. You guys take care.
Okay.
Now.
Take care. Thanks for having being on. So following the break, we've got Cynthia Fodor.
More about Florida, Sunshine State. We traveled with her back in 99 down to Florida to West Palm Beach. So we get to see the other coast of Florida, the Gulf of Mexico side with Cynthia down there on a family vacation, spring break time.
I wonder if she took Florida. Jake and if Jake is still talking about Hudson Foga.
Oh, everyone's talking about Hudson Foga.
Hudson Foga.
He's an icon.
Well, sure, he's the icon. He was the great newsman. Well, stay tuned to Travel World following the break, and our great contest winner, we're going to join us in Brattleboro, Vermont. Stay listening. So keep
on rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Keep on rocking me, baby. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.